I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
When it comes to housewives, they tell you what to think, and since they're all great hosts, I might just sit back and drink. It's Watch What Happens Live at Home with podcast superstars Amy Phillips, Ben Mandelker, Ronnie Karam, Ira Madison III, and Danny Pellegrino now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC, on Bravo TV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at Home. I'm Andy Cohen coming at you after part three of the Beverly Hills reunion with a panel of Bravo experts in five parts. After years of fans tweeting, DMing, and even occasionally screaming at me to have tonight's guests on the show, this episode has been a long time coming. So without further ado, my first guest is America's favorite fake housewife, but she always keeps it very real as the host of Reality Checked weekdays on Radio Andy Sirius XM Channel 102. It's our good friend, Amy Phillips. Hey, Amy.
Hi, Andy. I'm so excited.
And as the host of the Watch What Crappens podcast, they make an even better duo than Sonia and Ellen Barkin. Say hi to Ben Mandelker and Ronnie Karam. Hey, fellas.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for
having
us.
Great to see you. My pleasure. And he drops new episodes of his podcast, Keep It, every Wednesday. I'm hoping he won't keep any of his hot takes to himself tonight. Please welcome Ira Madison III, draped in Gucci. Hi, Ira.
Hi, Andy. It's
great to see you. And finally, he is the host of Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino. So tonight should give him a lot to talk about. Say hi to Danny Pellegrino. Hey, Danny.
Hello. Hi, Andy.
Great to see you. Well, this is very fun. As we all know, we've been blessed with simultaneous Beverly Hills and New York reunions, which means my guests are probably bursting with opinions. So it's time for a reunion round robin. Panelists, be ready for me to call on you with my questions. All right, Amy, Ronnie, and Danny, do you think Denise and Brandy had some sort of sexual relationship, starting with Amy Phillips?
Definitely some sort of relationship indeed, and it was sexual.
Ronnie Karam.
I don't even know who Randy is, all right? I think that they did, but, you know, good for them. I support it.
Danny.
Are you threatening me, Andy, first of all? Are you threatening me? I do think they had a sexual thing happening, but I don't know if it... I didn't like the way they approached Denise in Rome. It was really inappropriate to me. I didn't like that.
Okay, Sutton said nerves and insecurities made her come off like a snotty asshole early in the season. Has your opinion of Sutton changed after watching the reunion? Ira Madison III.
You know, I didn't like her shading Rihanna at first because I am Rihanna Navy, but I love Sutton now. She became one of my faves of the season.
Very good. Ben Mandelker.
I love Sutton as well. I like it when she's a snotty asshole. That to me is peak Sutton, and I want her to keep acting that way.
Danny.
Yeah, I want Sutton to get a diamond. I think she deserves it. She earned it as she had a rough start a little bit, but I love Sutton. Yeah.
All right. Whose side are you on, Rinna or Denise? Ronnie Karam.
Denise. Firmly, Team Denise. Firmly.
Ira Madison III.
I am on Denise's side. I think that Rinna was acting a little Lisa Vanderpump this season, if you ask me.
Oh, she'll be thrilled to hear that. Amy Phillips.
You know, I love Rinna, but I think she should have backed off of Denise. So I'm going to go with the bold and the beautiful, Denise.
Tinsley versus Dorinda. Whose side are you on? Amy Phillips.
Ooh, you know what? I love when Tinsley did the Karate Kid ending and crane kicked Dorinda at that reunion. It was her moment. She shined. So I'm going with Tinsley.
Ben.
I mean, I love Dorinda. I love, love, love Dorinda. But in this case, I mean, I'm on Team Tinsley for this one. Dorinda was acting crazy to her.
Ira.
I'm also Team Tinsley. Unfortunately, I think, like, Dorinda just was seeing a lot of herself in Tinsley and taking it out on her.
Thoughts on Sonia's facelift and short bob. Does she look like a young Ellen Barkin? Ben.
I mean, she's really, like, you know, I think everyone should aspire to be a young Ellen Barkin, and she's really killing it. She was looking a little rough around the edges this season, and she really Barkined it up, so I'm proud of her.
Was Leah's daring reunion look just Leah being fashion forward, or was she trolling Ramona? Danny Pellegrino.
I think a little bit of both. She looked amazing, but she was definitely trolling Ramona. I mean, she came to play with Ramona, and I like that about her.
All right. When doing research for their pods, all of my guests stay up to date on what's happening on the Bravo channel. But Amy, Ben, and Ronnie take it a step further by fully channeling their favorite Bravo celebrities on the reg. So we're going to play That Does Impress Me Much. I'm going to ask for an impression. The Watch What Crappens guys will take turns facing off against Amy Phillips. I will arbitrarily declare a winner for each round. Round one, since it's Beverly Hills night, Ronnie, give me your best impression of a Beverly Hills housewife.
Well, I'd like to think pretzels and Gucci Versace for doing my hair tonight. Please come by Book at the Beverly Beach. We'll be serving family style bikini spaghetti, Andy.
Very good, Dorit. Amy Phillips, give me a Beverly Hills housewife.
Denise? Did you send a cease and desist to QVC so I can't sell my duster? Denise, own it or go home. Denise, don't go. Denise?
I'm giving this one to Amy. I love her Rinna. Round two, Ben, channel a Jersey housewife.
Okay, Andy, guess what? You know what? Your husband's in the pool, all right? And you know what? The lip line on your lips, you look like the ass of a monkey, okay? That was for you, Joan Rivers. That was for you, okay?
Wow. Incredible, Marge. Okay, Amy Phillips, what do you got?
Yeah, that's pretty good, Marge. But listen, hey, it's good. Hey, I just love, love, love. Also, I'm selling pool ties. I'm Instagram hashtag. Yes.
Okay, now I love your Teresa, Amy, but I'm giving it to Ben because his Marge just was new to me and blew me away. Ronnie, do you have a New York housewife for me?
Thank you so much for coming to the beach. You better back it up and you better put a DD pack on that howling tunnel. At least I don't have a mug shot for being drunk, all right?
Okay, Amy, you're up.
Okay, you know what? In all sincerity, I just have to say I'm really sorry, but I don't wear masks on the ocean. I don't wear masks on the ocean.
Okay, Ramona always wins it for me, but I did appreciate that. Ronnie, let's do one more final round. Ben, hit me with an OC housewife.
Andy, I'm having 30 to 40 negative thoughts right now from Kelly Todd. Oh my God, read between these lines. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Okay, Amy Phillips, can you Shannon Bedore his Shannon Bedore?
I can't. Don't you dare accuse me. Don't know of something I didn't do. I'm really excited about 2020. It's my year.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm giving that to Amy. During her time as an OC housewife, one of Tamra's most popular quotes was,
"That's my opinion!"
But since this isn't a virtual echo chamber, I want my guests to offer up some of their opinions that might be as popular as mixing rosé and Coke. It's time for That's My Unpopular Opinion. I'm putting 15 seconds on the clock. My guests will take turns explaining some of their most controversial Bravo opinions. Then the rest of the panel will say if they're convinced or not. Amy, you are up first and go.
Okay. T'Challa is the greatest housewife's pet to ever have made it on television. Even better, more charisma than all of LVP's menagerie of animals put together. He went missing. He flew away. He was gone for 24 hours, and he came back. This bird knows drama.
Thumbs up, guys. I give that a thumbs up opinion.
Yeah.
How dare you?
We love T'Challa.
Jiggy's up. Jiggy's up.
Okay, repping the Watch What Crappens, guys. It's Ronnie Karam. Take it away, Ronnie.
Kyle Richards has been the master manipulator the entire time. In Munchausen season, she helped manipulate Lisa Rinna to bring it up. Then the next season with Lucy Applejuice, she kept bringing it up over and over and over again on camera. And this season, who brought Randy into it? Kyle! Goodbye, Kyle.
Podcast superstars, thumbs up, thumbs down.
But now we said it, Andy. But now we said it.
Huge thumbs up.
I think.
Okay, Ira Madison the third. You're up. Start the clock, Ira.
So I really, really miss Eileen. And honestly, as much as I didn't love Rinna this season, I think that she needs someone like Eileen to keep her grounded so that she can be extra. And they're my soap opera queen. Come back, Eileen. Come back.
Podcast superstars, do you want Eileen back? Thumbs up or down?
Sorry.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. All right, last up, Danny Pellegrino. Danny, give us an iconic opinion. Go.
Okay, The Real House of Miami, they deserved a season 4. They should be thriving in their 10th season by now. Season 2 of The Real House of Miami is one of the greatest seasons of all the Housewives franchises. I think it's flawless, great locales. Romaine was one of the hottest house husbands of all time, even though, as Adriana said, he might have had a limp penis. But it's bring him back.
Thumbs up or down, guys?
Preach!
Huge
preach!
Thumbs up. Huge.
Thumbs up. Wow.
Huge.
Wow, 8 thumbs up. Thank you very much, guys. Those were excellent hot takes. Now, any couples therapist will tell you that playing the blame game is one of the worst things you can do. It's also literally the point of this next game. Guys, I'm going to take you through history's most earth-shattering housewives feuds. You will tell us who was at fault. Okay, who was at fault for their altercation at the season 6 Atlanta reunion? Portia for getting physical with Kenya, or Kenya for antagonizing Portia? Watch What Crappens, guys.
Kenya.
I choose Kenya.
Ira.
Sorry. I mean, getting physical is bad, but I still choose Kenya.
Ira.
It was Kenya, but Kenya wanted that to happen, so of course she's at fault.
Interesting. All right, who was at fault for the demise of their friendship, Bethany or Carol? Amy Phillips.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go with Carol. It happened during one of Carol's last good summers, and she just, like, was done with Bethany. She wanted to move on to someone else new and fresh so she could have a great summer, so she found Tinsley, and she was done with Bethany.
Danny Pellegrino.
I know it's a very unpopular opinion and people are going to yell at me, but I was Team Carol. I love Bethany. Her spinoff is the best spinoff in Bravo history, but I was Team Carol on that. Sorry.
Okay. Who is to blame for the hair pull heard around the world? Ira Madison, Danielle, or Margaret?
Margaret.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow, that's a hot
All day. Right. Okay, who was at fault during Dorinda and Luann's infamous She's Startin' fight in Cartagena? Ben!
That was Dorinda again. I love Dorinda, but she's sort of on the wrong side a lot of these fights for me.
Who was at fault for the descent into madness on Scary Island? Ramona, Bethany, Alex, and Sonia for pushing Kelly, or Kelly for pushing Ramona, Bethany, Alex, and Sonia? Amy Phillips.
Kelly, gummy bears, lollipops, crazy talk. That was a meltdown, the best breakdown in history, but Kelly was responsible.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for playing, guys. Want to get to a couple viewer questions. Amy Phillips, Nancy H. wants to know, after impersonating Ramona for years, do you honestly think she remembers your name?
No, probably not.
Danny Pellegrino, Namsas, wants to know if Tamara Judge has unblocked you from social media yet.
I think she did. Somebody sent me something of hers and it showed up. So I think she did unblock me. Thank God.
Ira, Aaron Christ Felix Jesus. Said, why do you consider Tinsley moving to Chicago to be the most depressing thing you've ever witnessed on TV?
Because I'm from there and I would never want to move back to the Midwest. Also, Scott made her leave TV. Sorry. Mm.
All right. We have time for a couple more viewer questions. Allie W., for all of you, raise your hand if you've ever been blocked by a Bravo celebrity on social media.
I've been unfollowed. Oh my God. A lot.
Wow, Ben and Ronnie have not been blocked. Ira, who have you been blocked by?
Jax.
Ooh. Who have you, Amy, who have you been blocked by?
Thomas Ravenel.
And Danny, anyone else besides Tamara?
Jax blocked me too, but who gives a, you know what, you know?
Okay. Well, it is time for tonight's Moment of Mazel. I've had so much fun with our panel of podcasters, but things are about to get serious as I force them to name their personal greatest housewife of all time. You each are going to have 15 seconds to argue your case. And to spice things up, our viewers at home are going to vote for which of your answers they like best on our Twitter at BravoWWHL. All right, Amy Phillips, your time begins now.
The greatest housewife of all time is Teresa Giudice from Jersey. She's had the greatest evolution there ever was. She began as a devoted mother of four daughters, a wife. She went to prison, and she has unequivocally the greatest moment in history. She's still at this table.
Wow, very good. Okay, good job. Ben is now going to take the floor on behalf of the Watch What Crappens guys. All right, Ben.
The greatest housewife of all time is Countess Luanne de Lesseps. She started as a countess. She wrote a book about etiquette. She slept with a pirate. She makes eggs. She fell on her face twice on a trip. She got arrested. She had a whirlwind romance. She slipped out of handcuffs. She became a cabaret star, and being a cabaret star isn't even a thing. Luanne.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Nailed it.
That was very good. Okay, you guys are both making very compelling cases. Okay, Ira Madison III, go.
Okay, so Kenya Moore started on the show wanting to become a housewife, and then she became a housewife. And also, she, unlike Nene, who becomes funny and like is her own show, Kenya will mix it up with everybody else, depending whoever is on the show. And you can root for her. She's a villainess who is also funny. And that's it.
I'm engaged. Danny Pellegrino, you're last.
Okay, Karen Huger. She's a queen. She's an icon. She's a legend. She is the moment. She's the future of the Housewives franchise. She's the grand dame of Potomac. She's stunning looking. She throws parties and supports local artists, so she supports the arts. She's gorgeous, fashionable, and her lines in her confessionals don't feel rehearsed.
LaDom, there you have it. Go vote for your favorite on our Twitter at BravoWWHL. And while you're at it, don't forget to register to vote in the real election on November 3rd. Go to NBCNews.com/planyourvote now for more information. I want to thank Amy, Ben, and Ronnie, Ira, and Danny for being here. Tomorrow night, Jane Fonda at 10 after part 2 of the Roni reunion. Watch our after show on Twitter Live now. Good night, everybody. Thanks, guys.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, it is the Watch What Happens Live after show. We have the star of Reality Checked on Radio Andy, Sirius XM weekdays, Amy Phillips, Ben Mandelkor, and Ronnie Karam host Watch What Crappens wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find Ira Madison III on Keep It, new episodes every Wednesday. Danny Pellegrino stars on Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino. Guys, that was so fun. I've got more questions for you, and then if you guys have any questions for me, I am happy to oblige. For all of you, Brunderick wants to know which housewife you think has the most and least self-awareness. Ronnie and Ben, anyone come to mind?
I mean, Kelly has the least, I think. I'll go with Kelly
Dodd.
Least. Yeah,
okay.
Kelly
Dodd.
Yeah. I'm
not
wearing a mask.
I think Margaret has a lot of self-awareness, which I like about her.
Who?
Margaret from New Jersey.
Margaret. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Anyone else want to jump in there? Anyone else you think has zero self-awareness?
I think Luann has a lot. Right.
Oh, Danny says Luann. Amy says who?
The greatest housewife of all time, Teresa. You have to have no awareness in order to be the greatest. So,
Ira?
I think Dorit actually is a beautiful mix of having great self-awareness and also no self-awareness. She's aware that she needs to scam.
Anyone want to tell me, Kathleen V texted, what were your initial thoughts and reactions to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer? Were you guys engaged? Are you into it?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
I want to know about
like, all these different religions.
Yeah, Mary.
You will find out.
I did all the digging on her and marrying her step-grandfather. I want to hear all about her. And I can't wait to watch it.
Me too.
You are, you're gonna find out. Danny Pellegrino, Brunderick said, what was your reaction to Ramona hugging you multiple times at BravoCon? Seems so out of character as she's known to be frosty with fans.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, I'd only heard that she was not so nice, but she was so nice to me. So I was thrilled. I mean, she gave me a big hug on the Watch What Happens Live carpet and she was great. Yeah.
I was she surprised. Thought you
ben
were Andy
and Ronnie. Ben and Ronnie. Choppy C2 wants me to ask you, who are some of the key contenders for the Crappies Awards this year? This is your annual Housewives Award show you host.
Well, I mean, Real Housewives of New York is always in contention for best show of the year. And I actually firmly believe it deserves an Emmy. But we will happily
I do too.
For a Crappy, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's so good. Okay. Definitely, we don't know about the awards yet, but the In Memoriam is going to be so long this year because so much has changed on Bravo. We've lost so many people.
Yes. It's been a rough year. K819, Amy, is there anyone that you find to be the hardest to do an impersonation of in the Bravo world that you haven't unlocked yet?
I have not taken on Leah. I think I've just been basking in how amazing she is that my mind hasn't been working creatively to try to expose or, you know, exaggerate anything of her. So I guess Leah.
Katie S. texted, which breaking of the fourth wall moment has been your favorite on Housewives? anyone want to take this?
The reunion this week, Andy. I loved when Denise got up and came back with her script for Bold and the Beautiful.
Are we allowed to?
She had an early morning the next morning and she wanted to go learn her lines. I'm like, you can't leave yet.
Right. Are we allowed to throw Vanderpump Rules into that? With
she was hungry. Vanderpump?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that was a good. Yeah, that was a great one, Ben.
That was actually
if you're getting caught with a college John. You better what well did you listen, John.
What did you think of Rinna bringing up Heather Locklear tonight on the reunion?
Wow.
Are we being prepped for a Heather Locklear appearance? Because I feel like Brandy mentioned it on Watch What Happens Live, then Rinna mentioned it on The Reunion. I would like to see, or Nicolette Sheridan, Heather Locklear, Terry Hatcher. I want to see one of these people on the show. I feel like
they okay. Before we leave, anyone have anything you want to ask me?
Is there a chance that we get to see the rest of Real Housewives of Melbourne on Bravo?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. As I think you know, we don't have anything to do with it. We kind of licensed the format. And I think that when Bravo aired it previously, I don't think the numbers were great. So, but I know that there seems to be a lot of kind of energy around it online. So it's a good question. I will find out. Anyone else? Danny.
I have a question. Has there been a housewife in history that you guys maybe let go of that you wish you didn't let go of, or someone that you wish had stuck around longer that might not be expected?
That's a really good question. I really have to think. I mean, I always kind of long for a Caroline Manzo or a, obviously, you know, you wish that Bethany had stuck around. Others that you wish had stuck around. You know what's funny? I mean, this would be an unpopular one, but God, what is her name? The one who dressed up as Charlie Chaplin on Orange County.
Lydia.
Hold on. In her first season, she had a good first season, and then she left of her own accord. And so in that first go round, I kind of wished that she had stayed around. I'm trying to think of some others. That obviously, I wish Lisa Vanderpump had stayed.
Oh, finally. Yeah. I've manipulated you into saying it, finally.
Ira, do you have a question?
Andy, I do. Has your opinion on a housewife that you like changed after sitting across from them during a reunion show? And if so, why was it Carol?
It has. My opinion of Carol going into that reunion was similar coming out of that reunion, her last reunion. I will say one that might surprise you is that at Portia's first reunion, I think I said this recently and Portia and I have discussed it, going into her first reunion, there was a dialogue about whether she was going to be picked up for a second season. And she was so great at that first reunion. She had just broken up Cordell. That marriage had just fizzled. And she started preaching at that reunion. And I think all the producers saw a side of her that we didn't know existed. And I left that reunion like, oh my God, I am so sold on her. There have been certain women who've come to a reunion not really realizing that they were on the bubble, and they have either sealed the deal to stay or to go. It's happened kind of in both directions.
I can see that. I loved Portia a lot in that reunion. And I think when I said Kenya was my favorite, she's only your favorite with Portia. They exist together. I really love those two.
Yeah, and Portia has I guess she just has a talent with reunions, because a reunion got her like renewed, and then a reunion got her canceled later because she got in so much trouble for the violence of that other reunion.
I have a question for you, Andy.
Okay, Amy.
If you had to cut a housewife franchise, one city, you had to cut one city, what would it be?
Oh.
Wow. Well,
are you trying to get him murdered or what?
I think that I wouldn't want to cut any, obviously. I think that we would probably have to look at the ratings. I think as a TV executive, you would cut the one that was the lowest rated, probably. Mm-hmm. But then you would also probably look at what the most expensive one is and whether it was easily amortized versus the ratings. But I would say probably you would just have to look at them and say that you would cut the lowest rated. Otherwise, it's a business. So, you know.
Have you guys ever really sold on a housewife that you later kind of fired or got rid of because of audience reaction?
I'm sure that the answer on that is yes. Yes. I mean, there have been a few that I've had sentimental attachments to that have the reaction has dictated otherwise, and then we've wound up maybe hanging on to for longer than we would have, and then maybe letting go.
Yeah.
All right, it's getting too hot in this kitchen. We're going to end this. I want to thank the hosts. Everybody listen to Amy on Reality Checked, Ben and Ronnie on Watch What Crappens, Ira Madison III on Keep It, and Danny Pellegrino on Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino. This has been so fun, you guys. I'm so glad we did it. We will do it again. Thank you for your devotion to the Housewives and Bravo. For more, click around bravotv.com.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.